this truth of a head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in Your Life.
And here we are, here we are, here we are once again. It's Bob in Your Life. Greetings to the brightest audience in the nation again. I am not Bob Enyart. Bob Enyart continues to try to talk some sense into those Canadians because he's got a heart for the American people. That's what it is. So he's up in Canada discussing the Big Bang with like-minded believers and apparently having a pretty good time from what I've heard. He's not taking or receiving calls. I think he turned his phone off. By the way, We're running a little experiment here on Bob and Yart Live today. I am right now the only talk show host in America on the air right now whose laptop is turned off. I will not have access to any kind of electronic media during the broadcast. The phone has to be turned off because it'll inevitably ring. So the phone is off. The computer is off. We're going old school analog radio. Can it be done? I remember a time when I used to leave my house all day without a phone. And I would get through the day. And I could find my way to my various locations. Wasn't late for my meetings. Not that I had a lot of meetings in those days. But if I had meetings, I could make the meetings. Had no laptop. I had no internet connection for hours at a time, sometimes decades at a time. I had no internet connection and everything seemed to be okay. So I've turned off the computer. I've turned off the smartphone. And I'm going to attempt to do an entertaining and educational radio broadcast for you people. Now, the reason the computer is turned off is because I was on the verge of going complete Elvis Presley on this computer. And I was just going to start blowing holes in the screen because, well, I don't know. Do I even have to explain? You all understand that. No explanation necessary, Doug. We get it. So everything's turned off. Everything electronic is turned off except the microphone. And we'll just begin. I'll get into some news of the day. Bob is going to be back. Now, well, he'll be back tomorrow with Theology Thursday. And then, of course, an episode of Real Science Radio coming at you on Friday. And then, of course, back in the studio on Monday for Bob and Yart Live. So don't give up. Don't go driving off a cliff. Bob will be back. It will be okay. Now, so I have culled from the news articles that I think Bob Enyart would have presented on his show if I were not here. Let's say I were in Canada and Bob was here. These are the types of stories that I believe Bob would tell, that he would relate to you. We'll start in one of our favorite publications, USA Today. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's just today.com. What is that? Oh, I see. It's the website of the Today Show. With the irrepressible, who's the guy on the Today Show now? Does anybody know? Nobody has a clue. I have no idea who's hosted the Today Show since 1995. No clue. So this is today.com. This is from the Today Show. There's a couple in New Mexico, a mom and a dad type, right? This is a male and a female, just to be clear. Mother and father, they caught their son stealing from her sister. Did I say her sister? See how confused things get anymore. They caught their son stealing from his sister. And so what did they do? Well, they decided to punish him by banishing him to a tent in the backyard. Yes, mom and dad have banished their son to a non-air-conditioned tent in the backyard. And you know how it is in New Mexico. It gets hot in the day. It's cold tonight, and this is what they've done. They have banished him from the house. Well, he is allowed back inside to sleep at night, eat meals, and use the bathroom. And we have a quote from his hapless, liberal, moron father. said, quote, "I'm just trying to teach my son a lesson." Complete idiot. So he locks his son in the tent when it's hot during the day, and he comes back. Now listen to this. This is from the What's a Liberal to Do file, because a liberal has no idea how to discipline a child, no idea how to raise a responsible teenager. They're utterly helpless, which is why we're here at Bob and Yart Live. We're here to try to help them. Well, this young man, his father says that the child's banishment will end once he's read 5 books and written reports about them and turns those reports into his mother. So what's a liberal to do? He can't just spank the kid and make him pay his sister back. That would be far too simple and effective. So instead, he's going to make him read books. He's going to make him hate reading books. And he's going to make him hate thinking. And he's going to make him despise the idea of writing a paper, because he's going to turn these things into punishment, which is a hapless, moronic, liberal thing to do. And that's exactly what he's doing. By the way, his parents had previously tried taking away his electronics, restricting him to his room, and taking him to counseling. But they say none of those punishments bore any results. And so now they've devolved to the point of throwing their son out into the hot New Mexico sun. And of course, letting him come back in if he wants to sleep or eat or go to the bathroom. I'm sure that'll work. The kid'll end up with nothing but a mild sunburn and a lifelong hate of the idea of reading a book. Thanks, Dad. Nice job, Mom. All right. What are you going to do? All right. Let's see. The trannies are pouring out of the closet left and right. Now, you wouldn't have thought there were that many transgendered people that this issue would become such a big issue. But has anyone turned on the news in the past month and not heard the term transgendered? Has there been a news broadcast or a radio show in the past 30 days that has not mentioned the term transgendered? The answer is no, there has not been. And now we know why. At least part of the reason why. What's that? No calls. By the way, I cannot take calls. You people can't call and try to help me through this. If this experiment is going to give us any usable data, I have to do the whole show, not only with no computer and no smartphone, but no help from the callers. I cannot phone a friend on this one. So just hang up the phone. I am going to try to get through this, and then we'll be able to go back and look at it and find out what went wrong. Anyway, why are the trannies in the news so much? You might wonder. You might not. You might really be sick of hearing about it. And that I understand. So after this, I'll stop talking about it. I only have three tranny stories. And then that'll be the end of it, I promise. No more for the rest of the show. Well, apparently, according to the New York Times, the estimate of transgendered people living in America has doubled in the past, what? How long? What, the past 5 minutes? I'm reading through the story trying to get an idea. In the past decade, we've got double the amount of trannies. They say that about 1.4 million people identify as transgender. Now, what does that mean? They identify as transgender? That doesn't mean they are transgender, right? From what I understand, you're allowed to identify as anything at any given time, and that we're all now allowed some measure of fluidity when it comes to this particular identification. So whatever that means, 1.4 million people who participated in this particular survey chose to identify as transgender at that time. This doesn't mean that they've made the commitment to go through with the whole surgical and the pills and the surgeries and the makeup, right? And the tight skirts and the shoes. What's with the tight skirts on the transgendered male? I don't get that. First of all, transgendering, transitioning, I think, is what they call it. Transitioning from a male to a female, number one, strikes me as a bit odd. I mean, call me old-fashioned. It strikes me as somewhat strange. But then you have to put on a tight skirt with the nylons. I just don't get that. You'd think you'd try to be subtle about it if you're going through a change that dramatic and enormous. Do you really want to call attention to yourself? Well, maybe that's it. They really just want to call attention to themselves because these are mentally unstable, lonely people. And I actually feel sorry for most of them because I know that it's an illness and it's a significant mental problem that these people have. And they've probably been abused and left alone, and they've probably been let down by all kinds of people in their lives. And so they've been spit out the bottom, and there's just nothing left to them. And so they go off and mutilate themselves. And so I do feel sorry for them. But what upsets me is that the population, I believe it probably has doubled, if not close to doubled, over the past decade. Because a decade ago, nobody was talking about trannies. And we certainly weren't talking about it every day, all day, on every news show. There certainly wasn't a line regarding transgendered people in every piece of legislation and every regulation being issued at the federal level and at most of the states' levels. It just wasn't a topic that came up very often. Now it comes up all the time. And so there's a reason in the Bible that God calls people children and sheep. There's a reason for that. Because he knows that given the opportunity and having a topic raised often enough that some people will just go along and they'll just go that way because we're basically like children and sheep. And that's why certain topics, well, they shouldn't even be discussed, frankly. They should only be discussed in courts of law and psychologists' offices. Not on the daily news every day where anybody could hear about this and start wondering if maybe that's a lifestyle I want to look into. Because people are basically sheep and children. So the fact that this is now a topic of daily conversation, litigation, legislation, of course the population is going to increase. And woe to those who lead the children and the sheep astray. Woe to those. And speaking of those, we know exactly who those are. Mostly, it's Christian pastors in the pulpit. They're the ones primarily responsible for the homosexualization of the nation. They're the ones who backed off. They're the ones who became cowards in the face of the culture war and lost it. It was America's pastors. They are primarily responsible for the moral catastrophe in which we find ourselves. But then there's also Barack Obama, a distant 389th place, behind at least 388 prominent Christian pastors and denominations. But coming in at 389th place, Barack Obama, responsible for the homosexualization of America, he has decreed that single-sex bathrooms are to be eliminated in the national parks to help make the nation's outdoors into a transgender supportive environment. And I don't know if you've been to any of our national parks. Now, Stonewall aside, that's a different type of national park. The Stonewall Inn has been designated as a national monument by the federal government. I'm talking about a national park that you would normally think of. Let's say Yosemite. Okay, when I say national park, most people think of Yosemite. So is Yosemite now a transgender supportive environment? Well, if we were to go through Yosemite and we were to analyze all the flora and fauna who dwell there, we would find zero support for the transgendered community amongst them. That's the flora and the fauna. The only place you'll find support for transgendered people is in Barry Ho's bathroom. And I think that's where transgendered people prefer to have the most support, is there in the bathroom. They seem to spend an inordinate amount of time there, and we'll just leave that aside. I have a statement here from the Department of Interior spokesperson. The Department of Interior says, quote, "As it relates to a recently passed state law relating to the transgender community. Visitors to public lands and water sites are welcome to use bathrooms that best align with their gender identity. Thank you very much. That was that's what the Department of the Interior said in an email, because no individual person wanted to take responsibility for issuing that statement, and so they just sent it out as an email from the department. We welcome all visitors, regardless of their race, sex, religion, national origin, sexual orientation, or gender identity. My goodness, is there anyone I missed? That's further verbiage from the statement issued. They're committed to diversity in our nation and our public lands, although I have not observed homosexuality and transgenderism in our public lands. I'm not sure how they make that connection. In fact, you would think, as you look at nature, that homosexuality and transgenderism is generally rejected by the public lands and all the flora and fauna who dwell there. But that's a separate topic. Yes, the department says, we want to preserve and tell the stories that reflect the narratives of all Americans. All of them. All right. So there you have it. The 389th person most responsible for the homosexualization of America, Barack Obama, has eliminated the boys' room in the national parks, and he's eliminated the girls' room too. And now there will just be one giant toilet that we can all visit. Thank you, Barack Obama. His legacy will be primarily observed in the toilets of America. I think we can safely say that about the Barack Obama presidency. It will be in the toilets where his legacy is most notable. So there you have that. Now, to prove that support for transgenderism is a genuine mental illness, I go to a report from Breitbart about a left-wing academic. That's a professor. And of course, if you're a professor in the modern educational system, you are a liberal by definition. You are a left-winger. Well, this young lady is a left-winger. She has an autistic daughter, as you can well imagine. If you're in the left wing and you have children, at least one of them must be autistic. Yes, or you're frowned upon. Yeah. So her autistic daughter, apparently, this is Dr. Kathleen Levenstein, a professor, a PhD. Her autistic daughter, she says her autistic daughter got swept up by the transgender ideology and then had her breasts amputated in order to become a boy. Her daughter is 19 years old and autistic, and her liberal left-wing professor mom says she has the functional intellect of a 9-year-old child. And she is going to take a stand, is this mom, this left-wing academic. She's decided to take a stand against the transgender transitioning of autistic people. Well, here we go. See, even on the left, at some point, you get to the point where you feel like you have to draw the line. And that's where Mom Levenstein is right now. Her daughter has already undergone a number of surgical procedures, and she's gone public and said, this is not right. You're taking advantage of a mentally disabled person and talking her into the idea that she should become a boy. And that's where Mom Levenstein draws the line, by golly. She's against transitioning autistic people. By the way, her public resistance to the queering of her daughter has generated a backlash, apparently. She's getting hate mail and death threats from the beautiful people, the tolerant ones, the ones who love everyone and want to be inclusive. They are sending her hate mail and death threats. The head of the psychiatric department, though, over at Johns Hopkins University, which is a good school, from what I understand, they've produced some reasonably intelligent doctors over there, I do believe. The head of the psych department at Johns Hopkins calls transgenderism a mental disorder that requires treatment but not surgery. He compares transgenderism to anorexics. He says it's like a person who may look in the mirror and see a fat person, even though they're skeletally thin. The same type of mental derangement is going on with someone who looks in the mirror and thinks they see a girl when in fact they're a boy. Well, we'll have to keep an eye on Dr. Kathleen Levenstein and see if her daughter is indeed disfigured by this. All you can call this is a mass popular delusion. This whole transgender issue is mass hysteria and popular delusion on a grand scale. It's almost as if someone has decided, let's see how far we can push this. Because let's face it, folks, the idea of boys transitioning into girls on its face is outrageous, ludicrous, and not worthy of a serious discussion as a governmental policy or as a social policy. It's simply not even worthy to be discussed as a legitimate, the promotion of such behavior to be legitimate or good or human rights. It's just ludicrous to even, but someone has decided, let's see how far we can push this. And what we've discovered is that they can push it awfully far. And I think the reason for that was alluded to by Bob Enyart on this very microphone approximately 1993, 1992, the fall of 1992, when he warned that the hedge of the traditional marriage, that protective hedge that has preserved civilization through the centuries and the millennia, once that hedge is broken down through the wholesale promotion of adultery, divorce, and sexual immorality, then there will be no bottom to that. And the level of insanity to which humanity is able to devolve will shock you. He said that, let's say, 20, 25 years ago. So in less than a generation, his statements have been proven somewhat prophetic, because now we're discussing whether or not to eliminate the boys' room and the girls' room, and whether or not Sally should go ahead and have surgery to become Sam. And that would be a good thing that, in fact, when the transition is finished, we'll put on chaps and no shirt and we'll walk down the street. Yeah, that's where we are, which is exactly where we were warned we would be. And it goes back even further than that. I believe the first warning was somewhere around the book of Exodus, if I'm not mistaken. All right. So we'll keep track of Dr. Kathleen Levenstein and her 19-year-old autistic daughter, who is being disfigured by the transgender mafia, whom you must not resist. If someone tells you they are going to be transgendered, you are only to say, oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Can I make a donation to the surgery fund? Can I buy your first round of hormones for you? Anything other than that is hate. To say, well, wait a second. Are you sure you want to make a decision like this? Are you doing okay? Are there some problems in your life? You're a hater. Yeah, that's where we are. And of course, we were warned that we would indeed be there. Now, let's move away from the, that was my third tranny story, right? Let's see here. One, two, three. Only three tranny stories. And one really lousy parenting story with the kid in New Mexico, spending his days in a tent, learning to hate Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn, and other reading materials. And now let's go to the justice file. Justice is a very popular topic here at Bob Enyart Live. And it's one of the reasons I cannot support Donald Trump. And one of the reasons that I cannot support Donald Trump is that he would be the chief law enforcement officer in the country. And I don't think he's qualified. And so I cannot hand him those reins of authority. Can't do it. I couldn't do it with Ted Cruz either, by the way. Ted Cruz, frankly, unqualified. a bamboozler, a liar. And any of you people who were fooled by Ted Cruz, you should be embarrassed. And I'm surprised you haven't rolled over for Trump yet, if you were willing to roll over for Cruz. Because if you were that gullible, well, I'll just get off that, because the Cruz campaign is over with. I never heard of the guy myself. But let's go to the justice file, because as we ponder the next president, I want you to keep in mind that the next president will be in charge of administering justice. And that's a very serious thing. To offer someone your support in the administration of justice is a serious matter that you should take seriously. So let's go to the justice file. We'll go to Newark, New Jersey. Clifford Wares was recently sentenced to life in prison. He was convicted of several counts, including child pornography. What's the punishment for child pornography? Life. What's the punishment for being an inconvenient fetus in a womb? Death. Child pornography? Our society says life for you. The inconvenient child? Our society says death for you. Well, Clifford Wares was convicted. Child pornography charges. After his incarceration began, he sent anonymous letters threatening his victims and their families. And in court, U.S. Marshals had to tackle Clifford Wares as he was shackled when he began spitting blood at the girl whom he was convicted of defiling. He spit blood on his victim in court. What is the decision of Caesar in this case? Life. Spit blood on a 14-year-old girl whom you have defiled, and you get life. Mr. Clifford Wares should be put to death with extreme prejudice, in as painful a manner as possible, in as painful a manner as his victim's father chooses. That's how he should be put to death. But not in America. No, you spit blood on the child you molested, and you get life. All right. But the entire world hasn't gone completely insane, people. There are still some sane people left. For example, the Supreme Court in Japan has upheld the government's blanket surveillance on the country's Muslim community. Muslims' places of worship, halal restaurants, and Islam-related organizations across the capital of Tokyo are being monitored by the government in Japan, and some Muslims sued, and the Japanese government said, we're really sorry, but we're still going to watch you because you keep blowing things up and cutting people's heads off. And so the Japanese Supreme Court has said that they will continue to monitor the Muslims. What does Edward Snowden have to say about it? As if that mattered. Edward Snowden says people of the Islamic faith are more likely to be targeted simply because people are afraid. Okay, I'm willing to admit it, Edward. I'm afraid of Muslims with scimitars, and I think we should keep our eyes on them. But even more so, on the homosexualists, and the abortionists, and the socialists, and the Christian pastors in the pulpit who gave away the culture war.